All right, as always, thanks for punching this up. We were in a dilemma, Max and I. We have many dilemmas we've been dealing with over the years, and our dilemma on this first day all back together was we don't have a Celtics today, Celtics tonight, to have a long runway to talk about the things that even a 30-minute show wouldn't cover, an hour show wouldn't cover it, a long podcast probably wouldn't cover it. But for 22 years, however many years we've been doing this now, when something has happened, we have spoken on it and we have shared it with you, and we can't let today be any different, because Max, it just occurred to me, and we talked earlier in the week, to start the game and say head coach Joe Mazzulla just called a timeout as if the world hadn't all been through this thing 2 weeks ago.
That's what they're doing on TV.
Well, you know, and that's great. But again, we can't be Grandy and Max if we're not Grandy and Max. So you know, we've all had so many different emotions, and I'll tell you honestly, the question I've been asked most is, first of all, what happened? As if I'm going to tell people what happened, right? As if the Celtics could tell people what happened legally, morally, ethically, which of course they couldn't. My reaction was, two friends of mine just had their lives irretrievably changed in direction. And forgetting for the moment who was right, who was wrong, what happened, what we know, what we don't know, which is two very different things. There's a human element to this that has gone completely ignored, and that is my first reaction. What was yours?
Mine was just shock, surprise. And I understand what you're talking about, a human element. But in today, your human element sometimes doesn't exist. And one of the things I always told you, when you and I talked about the internet and how people the worst thing about it was the rush to judgment and throwing people in it who weren't even involved in it. And that is what killed me about the internet and the whole process of what happened.
I watched fans, former and current players, even, you know, quote-unquote respected media, attacking in the immediate aftermath, attacking the Celtics. Why? Because
we didn't get enough information, Sean.
Tell us more.
Gee, please.
First of all, the way, the human reaction... The idea that it was too harsh or too jarring, we all had that reaction. Why? Because we did not want it to be true. And we are in an age now in which we choose not the news, the people we want delivering news. We choose the facts that we want. So when things were... Anyway, here there are so many elements to get to. We're not even going to be able to get to it here. But the issue of the Celtics frustrating people by they didn't tell us anything and they didn't give us enough information... Putting aside the fact the Celtics were not legally allowed, permitted to disclose all the information that people wanted, they would have been wrong ethically to do it. And yes, one person was publicly punished because that one person was in that position that was going to have to happen. The I don't want to say witch hunt. It's a
no
terrible
way,
word, but...
Stephen A. Smith. And you listen, didn't get the memo, Bert?
Right, so
you didn't get the memo?
You're mentioning one of many people for whom I have a lot of respect. And the notion, Max, that being first is more important than being right is nothing new. This goes back. This was a lesson I learned the night Reggie Lewis died, which is coming up on 30 years ago. It's always been this way. What to me struck me, there are many elements that are different. But the fact that people want immediate information means they want to choose an immediate narrative. And that therein, to me, lies the danger, is little bits and pieces of information or misinformation come out in the early part of a story. And if that's what you want to believe, people glom on it. And you know what? I mean, listen, we've been doing this too long to not say what I'm talking, to speak in code. There was a word that was part of the leak, which to me, I can't believe people who I thought were intelligent thought that the Celtics were the one that leaked this out, as if they would benefit somehow. It was one of the most insane, inane things that people were assuming, that the Celtics somehow leaked this information out. But Max, what was the word, the one word that came as part of the leak on the internet the night before that everybody glommed onto, informing their narrative the next day?
Consensual?
Consensual is the word. And
man, I felt like I was on Jeopardy.
That was good. Oh, wait, you got it right.
What is consensual?
What is not consensual is among the many issues here. And I will guarantee you this. I can assure you, and I promise all of you, I don't want to know all of the things that I do know, but 99.9% of the people you have heard talking about this do not know what is in the context of the report and what really happened. And I get that everybody, it's scandalous. And there's sex involved. And it's juicy. I get all of that. So people want to say, but when I start by saying these are two human beings, remember that there's information that exists that people want. Doesn't mean you're entitled to it. And that's one of, you know, a lot of elements of this story. And I'll add one more about, because if it sounds like I'm blaming the media or new media or social media, I'm not. We just have to be smarter about what we're consuming. And there are people that break stories in the NBA that make a ton of money because they are brilliant at it. Putting aside the fact that you and I and people that cover sports are not necessarily qualified to report the news on stories like this, this is what I want to say about that. The algorithm that people use to report breaking news and trades and raw injuries and things like that does not work when it applies to a real news story. You can't leak out bits and pieces of information and hope you're right and cobble it together.
Well, I think you're spot on. I think, the whole thing is so it's just bad. It's bad for the league. It's bad for the people involved in it. It's obviously bad for, you know, anybody who knows the Boston Celtics and what this team went through. But getting beyond that, you have another season. And this is what I always say: life continues. So from that standpoint, we're gonna find out the information as it goes on. You'll find out if Ime is coming back. You'll find out all that stuff when the Celtics at their due time.
There's one more thing I want to say, because I haven't heard anybody else say this. In the immediate aftermath, there was a lot of discussion about the women who work for the Boston Celtics. And I sat back and I watched a lot of people I respect, men, older men, who've been doing this a long time, tweeting things. The Celtics need to protect the women in the office. The Celtics need to protect, and they mentioned certain names, the profile women in the organization. And there were a lot of names mentioned. Let me assure you of this. And I could be talking about Taylor Rogers, about Allison Feaster, about Amanda Flugrad, about all of the women in the office. But I'll start with Allison Feaster, because she was the one that got dragged, her name the most. Allison Feaster does not need your protection for anything, let alone some mouth breather on the internet who lives in his parents' basement. The women of the Boston Celtics command your respect. They don't need your protection. And I thought there was an element of rescue fantasy to what a lot of people were saying about what's going on here. People missing the point about who got dragged into this and how that should be treated. They don't need your protection, and they don't need to be rescued. They need your respect, and they've earned it.
Now, I totally agree. I think that the women who are involved in it, and a lot of people are going to be saying, "Well, Sean, you work for the team, so you know this is the way you feel about it." I think that what you look at the end of the day is this is a tragic situation for everybody involved, and you move on. And hopefully, this is the big thing I leave with. Hopefully, lessons were learned.
Anyway, we wanted to speak on it. We wanted to speak on it with you, because it's 23 years of doing this, and we weren't going to let this one pass. So thanks for punching this up, and we're all going to go back to doing what we do. Obviously, there's going to be more to come, and I'm sure when there's more to come, we'll have more to say. In the meantime, let's play basketball.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.